So, if you are sitting in a very soft and squishy chair or sitting on a sofa or something, come to see if you can find a slightly harder chair, like a kitchen chair or a dining room chair. And if you're comfortable taking your shoes off, take your shoes off. And if you're comfortable taking your glasses off, do that too. And just take a moment to feel how you are sitting in the chair. It's not a trick question. There's not a particular way to sit in the chair. I'm not looking for ways you might imagine or good ways to sit in a chair. At Feldenkrais is not the posture police. We're not dictating how you should sit in a chair. It's about noticing. Noticing how you sit in a chair, noticing where your feet are, for example. Are your feet on the floor? Are they in line with one another? We, as I said, we don't want them to be in line. We want you to just notice, to just begin to sense and feel yourself. Are you aware of your toes? You might be aware of your big toe. Most of us don't really have an awareness or feeling sense of all of our toes. We have in our motor cortex, in our sensory motor cortex, we have what scientists call body maps, ideas of where we are in space, parts of ourselves that we can feel, parts of ourselves that we can't. We don't really usually notice the parts of ourselves that we can't feel because we've got mapped in our motor cortex the parts of ourselves that we use the most often as we go about our day-to-day life. So just notice, where are your feet? And think of the bones that go up from your ankles to your knees. And think of the angles of those two bones on the left side and the right side. Again, I'm not looking for a particular way of sitting. All of us are so fascinatingly asymmetrical. So just notice those lower leg bones. And where your knees are in space. And you can look, of course, or you can just feel. We have a very interesting sense. Scientists call it the sixth sense. It's called the proprioceptive sense, and it's how you feel from the inside. If you were to close your eyes and consider your two legs, you'll feel that one of them is a little clearer in your imagination, clearer in your proprioceptive sense of yourself than the other. And that's absolutely normal. We all have a dominant leg, a leg that is the first leg we step out on when we get out of bed in the morning, or the first leg we step out on when we get up from a chair. It's the leg we linger a little longer on. When we're walking, we all have a slightly uneven gait. And the leg we have more confidence in is the one we like to stay on more. So just see what your feeling sense of your legs are. And notice and sense and feel if you can sense your two sits bones. Those are bones we have underneath us that support us when we're sitting on a chair. If your chair's very squishy, then maybe you won't, but if your chair's a little bit hard, you might. Those bones, those sits bones, are part of our two very big part of our pelvis. We have the two bones on either side. The bottom part of it is that sits bone. And the top part of it is where you put your hands when you put your hands on your hips. So it's a very big, long and heavy bone, and we have a left one and a right one. So in your imagination / feeling sense, see if you can imagine, feel those two bones. And then, of course, in between those bones, you have your tailbone, which we all fell on our coccyx one time or another when we were children. And then just above the tailbone, there's at the back of your pelvis, is a part of your spine called your sacrum. Those were separate vertebrae until you were about 20. And then when you were about 20, they fused together. And then above the sacrum, of course, you begin to have your, what we think of as your spine. And feel and sense the shape of that spine coming from your belt line. And it goes up very high. The spine actually ends in a place somewhere behind your nose, funnily enough. We rarely think of our spine as being that long. So sitting there, feel, sense, imagine what you can feel of your spine. And there's a good chance you'll feel some part of it. Some part will be clear in your body map. And we call this body map your self-image, how you feel yourself. Some parts of it won't be, and you might not even really be clear of it, of any of it at all. Notice where you've decided to put your hands, maybe on the arms of the chair, maybe on your thighs. And they could be palm up or palm down, and one might be a little forward of the other, a little forward on your thigh. Again, there's no right or wrong. Feldenkrais is about feeling yourself. And the reason why that's important is the more clearly and with the more fine sense of discrimination that you can bring into feeling yourself, the more visceral bodily basis, feeling sense basis you have for making choices. We all tend to feel anxiety in slightly different ways, but some of the common aspects of anxiety are a racing mind and a bodily feeling sense of not there-ness, your feeling sense of your body. One's feeling sense, my feeling sense of my body, tends to become less clear in anxious moments. Notice where your head is. Do you have it tilted at a little angle to one side or the other? Again, we're not fixing anything. We're trying to actually get away from all of those voices that have that voice inside you that is about becoming a better person. This is different. Those voices about how to be a better person, how to find the perfect posture, how to be perfectly fit or perfectly this or perfectly that are what we're moving away from. We're moving more towards a feeling sense of what you can actually feel. And then come forward to the edge of the chair so you're not resting your back against the back of the chair. And what does this feel like? Does this bring some associations or some feeling sense about posture, some ideas you might have or might have been taught about posture? Just notice. See if you can, your sense of your spine, when you're not leaning about against the back of the chair, is a little bit more clear. See if you have a sense of the length of your spine. If you have a sense of a little bit more of a sense of skeletal support, the sense of your bones, your feet on the floor, the lower leg bones, the angle from your knees into your hip joints, how your sits bones are resting on the chair, and whether you're resting a little more on the left or the right sits bone. And just like this, turn around a little. If somebody was standing behind you and called your name and you just wanted to see who it was, and just turn around to one side and then the other side. And notice which side you chose to turn around to first. And see if you can do it again without holding your breath. Turn to the side that you turned to first, just easily. And then turn to the other side and see if you can find in your feeling sense, why do you think you chose that first side? You would have chosen the first side because it's easier for you, for how you've organized yourself muscularly. It would be easier for you and have all kinds of things, interesting reasons like a dominant leg, a dominant eye, maybe something to do with being right-handed or left-handed. And none of it really matters. And then sit back in your chair and have a rest. Feldenkrais is a funny thing. We do these small, tiny movements that aren't much physical effort, but they're a reasonable amount of mental effort, focused mental effort. And then we sit back and we just notice if anything has changed. Maybe something has changed in the way that you're breathing. Not again that there's a way to breathe. We're trying to get away from how people may have told you to breathe. Just notice how you breathe. And then come forward to the front of your chair again, feeling, sensing that skeletal support, the feet on the floor, the bones of the legs, the two sides of your pelvis, the feeling sense of your sits bones, the length of your spine, noticing where your hands are. And remembering the side that you originally thought was easier, just remember, don't necessarily turn to that side, but put your two hands on your knees, on your thighs, and keeping your thighs parallel, just slide one thigh forward a couple of inches and then bring it back, and then slide the other thigh forward a couple of inches and then bring it back. Just what's easy, to see if you, where you can reduce the effort. The little game in Feldenkrais we play is if I was rationing your muscular effort, saying you had to do this with the least amount of effort, the least amount of muscular expenditure, the laziest possible way, how would you do that? Just sliding one knee forward a couple of inches and then the other knee forward a couple of inches, kind of like a little wiggle. So as you slide, notice that as you slide your right knee forward, your left knee goes back a little bit. And as you slide your left knee forward, your right knee goes back a little bit. And notice the feeling sense under your sits bones. The sits bones come forward and back. Notice how far up your spine you can feel that movement. Making sure that you're breathing. Playing this little game of how to make it lazier. How do you make it easier? How do you It's much easier, funnily enough, to sense and feel yourself, to sense and feel this very refined way of feeling yourself, if when there's no effort, when there's no muscular contraction at all. And leave that alone. Stay at the front of your chair. And see if you can take the right knee forward, then the left knee forward, or whatever order you prefer, back and forth like that, that same little movement that we were doing, but do it a little faster, like a wiggle. Just like little kids do that are antsy in class. Knees backwards and forwards, just a little wiggle, feeling the movement in your spine, feeling the movement in the pelvis. And leave it alone. Stay sitting in the front of your chair. And go ahead and turn around again to what was your easier side, the easier side, and notice if it's easier still. Can you see a little bit further? Let's see what's true for you. Do you notice more of your whole self is involved in the movement? Do you notice now that when you turn, your knees move, your shoulders move, your whole spine turns? Something changes in the pressure of your feet on the floor. And pause. And try turning to the less easy side and see how that is. Looking always as you make the movement, how can you reduce the effort? Where do you feel there might be some contraction you're holding on to in your jaw, around your eyes? And stop and rest. Sit back in your chair. And just feel your breath as it comes and goes. But our breath is a funny thing. It likes to, when we pay attention to it, it often gets all jumpy and twitchy. But even if it does that, notice how it gets jumpy and twitchy. And then come forward in your chair again. And take a moment to feel a skeletal support in the front as you sit on the front of the chair, the 2 feet on the floor. Notice if your proprioceptive awareness, this feeling sense of your legs, has changed a little bit, if it, the feeling sense of your legs might be a little more clear. And interlace your fingers and hold your arms straight out long in front of you. And now as you move your head and shoulders in the easy direction, take the arms with you. So the arms will go in the easy direction too. And do that a few times. So it's your head, your shoulders, your arms, your face, your eyes, all turning in that easy direction. And notice how your spine turns. Notice how your knees move in space. Notice whether you're breathing as you do the movement, and see if you can do it on an exhale. Try a few times to do the movement as you're breathing out, and make the movement slow. Make it last as long as the exhale. And you come back on the inhale. And the next time your arms are out in front of you, change the interlacing of the fingers. So if you look down at your interlaced fingers, you'll see that you have either your right forefinger on the top or your left forefinger on the top. So change the interlacing so you have the unfamiliar forefinger on the top. This is a funny thing. It's to do with your favorite finger on the top. has to do with the way you've organized yourself, probably from before birth, to have one shoulder a little higher than the other. And with this unfamiliar interlacing of your fingers, extend your arms out in front of you, just as we did. And turn to the less favorite side. On the exhale, making the turning move as long as your exhale lasts, so slowly. And then you come back as you breathe in. Noticing all of these interesting little details about yourself, how your spine turns, how your sits bones change their pressure on the chair, how one knee comes forward and one knee comes back, how your eyes follow the movement. And leave it alone and sit back and have a rest. And feel how you're resting. What do I mean by feel how you're resting? Feel the feeling sense of yourself, the feeling sense, this proprioceptive sense, this internal feeling sense that we can develop and refine. Notice if something has changed. And come forward in your chair one more time. And just look over as if somebody's calling you. Go to the easy side. See how that is. See how far you turn. Just easily go to the other side. See how far you turn that way. And then pause at the front of your chair. And think for a moment of what would be the easiest possible way to come to standing, and go ahead to come to standing. Sense and feel how you stand, how the weight is over your 2 feet. Is it a little forward, a little back? Is something feel a little bit different in the way that you're standing? Do you feel a little heavier or lighter or taller than you usually do? And in standing, just turn around as if somebody's called your name. Go to one side and then the other side. Notice how much of you turns. How much of you is involved in this movement? Can you feel your spine? Can you feel your pelvis moving? And pause. And shift your weight over onto your right leg. So you're standing on your right leg. And with your left leg, just roll your foot to the left and the right so that your ankle rolls. Your foot is rolling to the outside edge and then to the inside edge and the outside edge and the inside edge, and you're doing it quickly. And then leave that. And then shift your weight onto the left foot and do the same thing with your right foot. Roll it quickly from the outside edge to the inside edge to the outside edge. And leave it and shift your weight back so you're standing on both of your feet. And again now, just turn as if somebody called your name behind you and see if you feel this movement travel a little bit more through the whole of you. Can you feel this turning even happening in your ankles? And leave it alone. And walk around a little bit and see how you feel in walking, if something is a little different in your feeling sense of yourself, in your breathing, in your awareness of your legs, your arms, your spine. And thank you very much for the opportunity of teaching you this short lesson.